Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Join us now on Middays with Thunder from Locked on Angels. Oh, love that hat. He is John Frisch from Locked on Angels. John, thanks so much for jumping on today.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. You know what? I love this logo for the Angels. I know, but the Brewers have the best logo in MLB,
sure.
Obviously.
Yeah, the M and the B.
This is
the
close second.
No, it is absolutely great, no doubt about it. Thanks so much for jumping on. And I'll jump right into it. It has not been an easy season for the California, Anaheim, Los Angeles, Orange County Angels. What went wrong? When did it go wrong? When did you know it was going wrong?
Yeah, you know, they got off to a really great start this season. About those first 2 weeks, it felt like, hey, this looks like a different team. But you know what? It really comes back to the fact that this is a very much swing for the fence team, and they have been most of the season. Okay. They're fifth in the league in home runs, but they're also the first worst in strikeouts. So that should tell you something about their approach at the plate. But I think the biggest thing that changed for them, honestly, Mitch, was the fact that, you know, Ron Washington, he just wasn't himself. And obviously we all found out why.
Yeah.
Having the quadruple bypass surgery, just didn't seem like the same guy he was last year. I know that they had a more terrible record last year, but at the same time, you expected a step forward. You expected Ron to continue the work that he was doing with the young guys. And it just didn't seem like, no pun intended here, didn't seem like his heart was in it, right, you know, to begin the season. And of course he had to take a leave of absence about halfway through, and you know, they did the best they could with what they had, but at the end of the day, not having that guy at the top, I think had a major impact on the team for sure.
So where does that leave the team now? Like what have they learned from this year? What are they going to be able to bring to next year? With 12 games left, like how do you play out the string?
Yeah. You know, I think that what these young guys have done, when you talk about Zach Neto, Nolan Schanuel, Logan Ohapi, and especially Joe Adell. I've long time been a big fan of Joe Adell, when people wanted
cut him.
He's a bust. Da, 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 da. I never believed that he was a bust. I knew that he would come around eventually. So in my eyes, as an Angels fan, I'm hoping that this is a baseline for what these young guys can do going into next season. Because you know this, for the longest time, it was Trout and Ohtani and a bunch of scrubs.
Yes.
Now it's, you know, a nice young core of good players, but now we need Trout to be Trout. We could have used Ohtani, you know, with this group of guys rather than when they actually had him. So I think going into next year, I think you know what you have with these young guys moving forward. And they proved that with a full season of baseball behind them. And really, it's just, can you get a supporting cast around this young core now? Because that's really what they need.
John Frisch joining us on Middays with Thunder here on The Fan. And then talk about playing in the AL West, because You know, we've seen Seattle, Houston, and Texas kind of flip-flop each other for first place and then for a couple of the wild card spots. That's three pretty good teams. And Seattle's been kind of down with you and the A's the past few years. They're better this year, but Houston and Texas seem to be playing pretty good ball over the past few years. What's it like when there's, you know, three teams that you really got to contend with year in and year out?
Yeah, you know, it's been a tough couple of years in that division. But coming into this season, it felt like it might be wide open, right? And I think all the expectations were flipped on their head. I mean, the Astros, obviously, they started out poorly, but they always find a way, right? They always find a way. Dealing with injuries to Yordan Alvarez and Isak Paredes, they still find a way. And I know that, you know, it's getting a little dicey here at the end of the season. They still find a way to stay in contention. I talk about the Rangers, you know, having a sophomore slump after their World Series win. It felt like that possibility was wide open for the AL West.
Yeah.
You know, the Mariners, you come into the season, didn't really change much from what they had a year ago. But of course, they have their incredible pitching staff. What did they do? All of a sudden, their offense got great and their pitching staff was hurt or wasn't as good as it's been. And they finally have their core five pitching staff back together at just the right time of the season. And everybody seems to be healthy. So coming into this season, it felt like, you know, I feel like the Angels made some good additions with the likes of Yusei Kikuchi, finally getting a nice pitcher to help the young guys in this rotation. I know Kyle Hendricks is past his prime, but at least he's got something to offer in terms of consistency. Yeah, five innings, less than three runs. Fine, I'll take that, right? Yep. They bring in Travis d'Arnaud to back up Logan Ohapi. Well, eventually he becomes more of the primary catcher. He definitely saw his share of time behind the dish. So all that to say, it felt like the AL West was kind of wide open because everybody had some questions. But as we've come to learn at the end of the season, those same three teams, you know, the cream rises to the crop, right? To the top, right? Yep, as the Macho Man Randy Savage said. And that's kind of what happened in the AL West this year.
You talked a little bit about the pitching, and I wanted to look at that pitching staff because, you know, you've had some good consistency up there, but not good enough. You know, I think you would probably agree. You know, whether it's Jose Siriano, whether it's Kikuchi, whether it's Hendricks, Tyler Anderson and Jack Kohanowitz.
Yeah.
You know, those four guys have started a lot of games for you guys, for the Angels there. And, you know, you look at the ERAs, you look at the whips, none of them have really, you know, it's almost like you don't have an ace. You got a bunch of number threes.
Right.
Is the expectation, you know, obviously we know Kyle Hendricks very well here in Milwaukee because he pitched for so long with the Cubs. Is there the expectation that one or two of these guys could end up being an ace, could end up being or better? Or is this kind of like, are these guys placeholders until, is there young talent coming at the pitching staff for the Angels at all?
Yeah, in fact, you'll see somebody that Angel fans and the organization is really excited about tonight in Caden Dana, who's starting against the Brewers. So, you know, he's definitely worth a look. He wears number 36, like my favorite Halo, Jared Weaver. He's even got the long blonde locks like Weaver did.
Oh, wow.
You know, he came up last year for a cup of coffee just to give him a look and see what he looked like against major league talent. He also had two appearances out of the bullpen this year, but his problem was arm slot. You know, when he's throwing the curveball, it's way up here. When he's throwing the slider, it's way down at the side. So hitters knew what was coming, especially major league hitters
can read that immediately. Yep.
Exactly. So he cleaned that up down in AAA this year. He just came back up last month, and he's had two starts so far, one really great against the Royals and then another one that wasn't so great. So we'll see what he can do in this one. So Caden Dana is one of those names that we're excited about. The other names that are in the system, Sam Aldegari, George Klaassen, and then Mitch Ferris is another one who came from the Braves organization that, you know, has been serviceable in a few starts that he's had. But honestly, it really comes down to what I believe, Jose Soriano not being so uneven. He's been awful at home for some reason. And on the road,
that's weird.
He's been awesome. Yeah, it's like, is something wrong with the mound at home? I'm not sure what's going on there. The other thing is, and you might be surprised to see this, depending on your knowledge of the current Angels, Reed Detmers has been pitching out of the bullpen this season.
Okay.
And he's been really good. But I think what's happened there is he's learned how to attack as a pitcher out of the pen. His problem as a starter was he'd get to 0-2, and then all of a sudden it was three and two, and then a walk, right? Mm-hmm. And then, oh, he'd have two outs, but he just couldn't get that third out to get out of the inning. That's been Reed Detmer's issue in the past. He's still got starter stuff. I think he has the best stuff in the organization. I wouldn't be surprised to see him move back to the rotation in 2026. Now that he's kind of got that mental block out of the way and he's learned to attack more like a pitcher should be attacking, he's got to trust his stuff. I think he was very, very timid in years past, but that trip to the bullpen this year, I think, has made him a much better pitcher on the mound.
John Frisch, Locked On Angels, joining us here on The Fan, middays with Thunder. I know the last four-game series against Seattle didn't go very well. I think I read, 62 total strikeouts in the four games, average of 15. And so do you get any feeling that the team might be looking to, let's just get to the end? Is there any fight left in this team, or are they ready for a couple weeks vacation before getting ready, before refiguring things out for next year?
You know what? It feels like that might have started a few weeks ago, to be honest with you, especially with some of the blowout games that they've had. I mean, they've used six position players on the mound so far this year. I think the other night was the sixth one against the Mariners. And, that just kills your spirit. It kills your momentum. And in addition to that, Nolan Schoenewell is on the IL. Zach Neto hasn't been playing. Logan Ohapi was on the concussion IL. He just got activated. And so there's been a lot of injuries too. And it really feels like all the joy of the game has gone out the window, especially with how many guys have been hurt. And especially with how, to be honest, I got to say that interim manager Ray Montgomery, I don't know that he has this locker room. I don't know that he ever had this locker room, because when you go from a guy like Ron Washington to your, interim bench coach becomes manager, Ray Montgomery, that's not very fun. And meanwhile, you still got Joe Adell putting up home runs, having his best season that he's ever had. Yeah. So I can't say that it's all bad, but I think between the injuries and just how often they've had these blowout games lately, it's just, I really think it's killed their spirit. But they're young, and I think that they're excited to play ball, and I'm hoping.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That, they can at least be competitive in tonight's game. And you can see some of the young guys that, we'll be excited about for years to come in tonight's game.
Sure. We'll flip from some of those young guys to the old guy. Yep. He's got one home run in the month of September. It was five days ago at Seattle. Mike Trout sitting on .399. He's got three games in Milwaukee. Is he playing every day? Are there young players at all that they're giving more opportunities to? Milwaukee is a park that you can hit home runs in. I know that, as much as Brewers fans want to get wins and the Brewers are playing for the number one overall seed, it's always fun to see a milestone home run. Do you have any Mike Trout predictions for this week in Milwaukee? Or do
yeah,
you
know what?
Or do you want him to not homer so that he can come back home and get it at home?
Well, you know what? If you're the lucky Brewer fan who catches his 400th home run, that's going to be a great day for you. And if the Brewers win, that's an even better day for you.
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny because he has been playing every day, but he's been DHing every day. And that wasn't the plan coming into the season. He was going to play right field. He was going to try to take it easy. You know, he had the issue with his knee last year, had to have surgery, retore it when he thought he was coming back, and then he was out the rest of the season. And so he hurt his knee again just running the bases this year. And so they moved him. He was out for a month. They moved him into full-time DH, which is a problem when you bring in somebody like Jorge Soler to be your full-time DH because you expected Trout to play right field. And so, you know, I said this the other night on Lockdown Angels. Sometimes if you don't make the decision gets made for you. And I think that's what's happening with Mike Trout. I think it's long past the time that, you know, he becomes a full-time DH, considering how much he hasn't been on the field the last 4 years. To be honest with you, this is the most games he's played since 2019, the most plate appearances he's had since 2019, and that's not good. And so to have him out there, even though he's not being Mike Trout-esque or Mike Trout-like, it's still good to have Mike Trout in the lineup. But I got to tell you, you can just tell that that knee is really bothering him at the plate. He's behind on everything. He's fouling things off straight back. So, you know, the timing mechanisms just aren't there for Mike Trout right now. And I think it all comes back to, you know, that bad wheel, honestly, that bad knee that's hurting him so badly. So, you know, with five more years on his contract, he recently told The Athletic, he said, "I know who I am. I know who I can be. And I've got five more years on this thing. Like, I'm going to get right. I'm going to get back there." So at the end of the day, we've experienced enough. No Mike Trout in this lineup. It's good to have, you know, 50% Mike Trout in this lineup as opposed to 0%, if you know what I'm saying.
I definitely do. John Frisch, Locked On Angels, joining us here on the Fan. We're on the iHeart app, on the Odyssey app, and of course we are live on YouTube at The Fan Milwaukee. At 34 years old, with five more years on his contract, you know, I in other sports you see renegotiations, that sort of thing. That's not a thing in baseball, really. But do you think there's any chance that in the next couple of years, you know, he wears a different uniform? Is there any opportunity that, you know, that at 36 they say, you know, you could still be a good part-time DH, you're still hitting 25 home runs a year. Maybe it just makes sense to play for the Mets or play for the Reds or whatever it might look like. You know, do you think he retires an Angel, or is there a chance he does have one of those late career uniform switches?
Yeah, you know, there's always a chance, right? But everything I've heard and seen from Mike Trout, and a lot of this obviously is just, you know, public speak. But the truth is like he has said, you know, "I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to be traded. I want to win here. I feel like I owe that to the team. I feel like I owe that to the fans." And, you know, I think that's why Angel fans have a lot of patience for Mike Trout, considering the deal that he signed, you know, prior to the 2018 season and that extension that he signed. You know, the banner was loyalty, with, you know, the A in loyalty being the halo, you know, the big A, right? And so for Trout, I mean, he's got a no trade clause anyway, so it would have to be something that he accepts. And yeah, you know, maybe in a few years, if the team needs it and he's of the mindset of, you know, maybe the best thing for this team is for me to, you know, open up some salary space, open up the position for a young player to play. But at this point, I can't see the Angels even wanting to make that move, because they need him around. And so, yeah, they have, you know, a cast of emerging players that, you know, are pretty good and getting excited for, but at the end of the day, you can't replace who Mike Trout is in the locker room, in the dugout, on the field. And really it just comes down to, hey man, you got to get healthy. You got to get 100% again. And you know, you're getting older, so maybe your knees aren't going to quite be the same as you and I probably know. You know, there's a lot more creaking and cracking these days.
You can say that again.
You know, I'm a new dad, and so my back is constantly hurting.
Congrats. That's fun.
Thank you.
Get some sleep.
Yeah, exactly. So all that to say for Trout, I mean, you know, part of it is just the natural aging process. But if he can just be healthy, I don't think the Angels would be in a hurry to get rid of him. I don't think Trout is in a hurry to go anywhere. So, yeah, like you said, it's always a possibility. But between the no trade clause and the things that he said, I think he's going to try to, you know, turn things around for this franchise and this organization.
Do the Angels get a win this week in Milwaukee?
I think they can take one.
Okay.
I think they can at least get one. The thing that I love about watching the Brewers, and, you know, I don't feel like any contention because you guys are National League Central and I'm over here.
Sure.
American League West. So I love watching good baseball, and the Brewers have been playing such good baseball. And one thing that I know that they do well is they take advantage of the other team's mistakes. If there's an error on the field, they will make you pay for it. If you put the first batter on with a walk, they will make you pay for it.
Yep.
And I got to say, we're probably going to see some of that from the Angels tonight, where they make a mistake and the Brewers are going to do something with it. You know, at the same time, I think that, you know, every now and then the Angels can, they put it all together between the pitching and the hitting. I'm not confident in the lineup right now because so many guys are hurt, but at the same time, you know, we'll wait till this lineup comes out. But at the same time, I think they can take at least one. And if they don't take any and they do get swept, I'll say this, they'll make it competitive. It might be a 2-1 game, a 3-4 game. They might crawl back in it. They haven't gone away, and I'll say that. And as much as they've, you know, been struggling this year, this is the first year I felt like even if the Brewers got out to a 4-0 lead in the first, I could say, you know, I still think they can win this one. I still think that they can come back. And that's saying a lot compared to years past, because once that happens in the first, in years past, it was like, all right, what else is on?
Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate you saying what you said about the Brewers. You know, the way we say it here in Milwaukee is they make you play baseball for 27 outs.
Yes.
They're going to put the ball in play. They are going to make you make defensive plays. They're going to take the extra base. They're going to throw to the right base on defense. They're going to make the right play. They are heads up. They communicate with each other. They talk a lot with each other. They're going to make you play baseball all 27 outs. You can't, you know, you take a playoff or you misread something, and absolutely, like you said, they're going to take advantage of it pretty much every single time. And that's what, right, and that's what they kind of pride themselves on is that they play the game a certain way. They don't apologize for it. Every so often they'll get thrown out on the base paths. But more often than not, they will read it correctly. And whether it's taking the extra base or throwing to, on sac flies, throwing to the right base or whatever it might be, or the pitcher pitching to contact and the fielders being positioned correctly, they are positioned correctly. And it's been fun to watch. It's been fun. You know, Pat Murphy is an interesting manager. He's, you know, an older guy with a young roster. But it's been fun to watch this year.
Yeah, Craig Council who, right?
you say Craig Council who, but for I say Craig Council who, but a lot of people around here say Craig Council traitor.
I believe it.
because he went to the hated Cubs and we all thought he was going to the Mets. And no one was going to be happy if he went to the Mets. But it definitely changed things when he went to the Cubs. And it's funny.
I know how that feels with you know, the best player in baseball going from my team to the team
right across town, north right?
Up to five. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
not awesome. it's so funny with him. So he is his daughter's a junior in high school, and my daughter's a sophomore, and they're both basketball players. His daughter's like one of the best shooters in the state, and my daughter like comes off the bench for JV. So like very different ranges, but we see each other at every game, and it's like, it's so funny because he is Craig Council, the dad, literally until the day he leaves for spring training. And then you don't see him until October. Like, it is like a totally, like, he has two separate lives. And like when he first took the job, his daughter, who was a freshman at the time, got a lot of heat at away games where they would cheer things at her, which wasn't great. No. I think the fans have chilled a little bit there, but we still absolutely love to destroy him on the baseball field.
and we
like to boo him. I'll be honest. I mean, he lives a mile away from me, but I won't boo him. You know, when I see him out for coffee, I don't boo him. But when I see him at the baseball field, I absolutely will boo him, because I will boo for that C on that, just like you will boo for the Dodger blue, no matter who's wearing the Dodger. Your favorite Angel of all time, he shows up in Dodger blue, you're going to boo him. Right.
Exactly. Yeah, it's hurtful. And like, you know, Dodgers, different division, different league. It shouldn't matter to me, but it's hurtful when it's, you know, right next door. Exactly. So, yeah, in terms of the Brewers, I'll say this. I mentioned earlier, Angels top five in home runs in the league. That's fantastic. But it hasn't gotten us anywhere, right? And they're number one in strikeouts. And I look at what the Brewers do, and they're just consistent in every single direction. And the kind of baseball that you were describing them playing, that's baseball, man. And to me, as like a baseball nerd, that's a lot of fun to watch and to see them, you know, like you said, take advantage of the mistakes, throw to the right base, you know, take the extra base when you can. That's hustle baseball. And that's the kind of brand of baseball that I really love. It really speaks to why the Brewers are, you know, the best record in baseball, first place, you're going to the playoffs. Going to be a lot of fun to watch these two teams together. I'm excited.
Yeah, the Brewers are 20th in home runs, but 10th in OPS because they are third.
Yeah, there you go.
They're second in on-base percentage.
There you go.
They get on base. And they'll have like, you know, the Brewers are second in the league in runs scored, I think. So they have numerous, and they'll have double-digit scoring games where they have like two doubles and 12 singles.
Right.
And that's it. No home runs. It's like, you know, there are teams like the Angels, I'm guessing, where it's like if they score eight, they've scored six of those eight runs via the home run.
Yep.
Brewers have scored, you know, very often will score double digits and won't even hit a home run. So,
yeah, I love that.
It's been a fun season for sure. John, this was an absolute blast. Thank you so much for jumping on today.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so excited. I'm really excited about this game or this series, honestly, because, you know, two teams that I really like, obviously the Angels, and watching the Brewers has been a lot of fun. But I really appreciate the invite that I had. So much fun chatting with you. Thank you, Mitch.
Absolutely. And, you know, we get to see each other every other year, you know, with the new schedule. The Brewers will be in California next year, and then the year after, the Angels back here. But I think it's fun for people. You know, I know he's older, but there's still a little buzz when Trout comes to a bat at an opposing, you know, we all, and I think knowing that he's at 399, like that, there'll be a little buzz in the crowd. So that should be fun this week.
I'll say this, Pujols, when he was on the Angels, hit home runs 399 and 400 in D.C. against the Nationals.
Okay.
And then I'm pretty sure he hit 500 in D.C. a few years later.
Oh,
so
wow.
There might be a lucky Brewer fan out there tonight for Trout's 400. There you go.
Nice. I like it. John, thanks so much. And we'll definitely catch up with you down the road.
Yeah, please. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.